There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Bros YouTube channel. My name is Andrew Erickson, and today we're going to be breaking down my players to trade right now before your trade deadline. Now, let's get to those pre-trade deadline trades. Our first trade target is wide receiver Drake London, Atlanta Falcons, rest of season rank wide receiver 41. Drake London owns a 27% target share this season, 16th best among all players. And now that Kyle Pitts' 11th-ranked 28% target share is gone from the offense, the target floodgate should open up for London to feast, even in a low-volume passing offense. Atlanta boasts the second-easiest schedule for wide receivers rest of the season per PFF, setting up London to be a difference-maker down the stretch, with Pitts placed on IR. Buy London before the current manager realizes what they have on their hands. His 38% red zone target rate leads all players this season. Ergo, when the Falcons get to the red zone, they're looking for number 5. Gladly send Curtis Samuel, Raheem Mostert, Darnell Mooney, or Deontay Johnson for London. Wide receiver George Pickens, Pittsburgh Steelers, rest season rank, wide receiver 33. Pat Freiermuth led the Steelers in targets, followed by George Pickens in week 11. But Pickens could have an even bigger production day, considering he earned 122 air yards, had 4 targets of 20-plus air yards, along with 6 targets of normal. Trade for him before he blows up, with the easiest schedule remaining for wide receivers per PFF. The usage is trending for him in that direction. And since Kenny Pickett took over the starting quarterback duties in week 4, George Pickens leads the team in receiving yards. And over the last 2 weeks since the Chase Claypool trade, his target share is the same as Deontay Johnson. DeAndre Swift, Devin Singletary, DJ Moore, or Jacoby Myers should net you George Pickens in a trade. Those guys can also be dealt for this next rookie wide receiver buy low target. Wide receiver Garrett Wilson, New York Jets, rest season rank wide receiver 28. Garrett Wilson finished with just 2 catches for 12 yards in week 11, despite running around 100% of the dropbacks. But Wilson is an intriguing, dirt-cheap, buy-low target should the Jets decide to make a quarterback change. So far, midweek, they have yet to commit to Zach Wilson as their starting quarterback versus the Chicago Bears. The Jets' upcoming schedule with the Bears, Vikings, Bills, Lions, Jaguars, and Seahawks is also ideal for Garrett Wilson to have a strong rookie finish. It's the 4th easiest strength of schedule remaining per PFF for wide receivers. Trade this next sell-high running back to acquire Garrett Wilson. Running back Cordarrelle Patterson, Atlanta Falcons, rest season rank RB27. Cordarrelle Patterson, that boy is fast. Not only did he lead the Falcons backfield in carries, 10 for 52, but he scored a kickoff return touchdown in week 11, breaking the record previously held by Josh Cribbs. He totaled just 12 touches, 2 targets on a 49% snap share, to Tyler Algier's 9 touches, 1 target, 55% snap share. However, Patterson's opportunity share of 52% and 42% route participation, which was the same as Tyler Algier, isn't great. So I'd strongly consider selling high because his efficient play without back-to-back volume will give him a dangerously low fantasy floor. Marcus Mariota is always a threat to take touchdowns in the red zone, making Patterson that much tougher to rely on weekly. The next matchup versus Washington is also brutal, and Atlanta has a tough playoff schedule and a bottom 10 schedule overall for fantasy running backs. Move off CPAT for Swift, Cortland Sutton, and to acquire this next buy-low running back. Running back Antonio Gibson, Washington Commanders, rest season rank, RB23. Antonio Gibson led the Commanders in carries, targets, and posted a season-high snap share, 68%, in Week 11. He totaled 72 rushing yards and 31 receiving yards. Rookie Brian Robinson went 15 for 57 on the ground, but did not score, nor was he targeted. Curtis Samuel scored the lone rushing touchdown. But because Antonio Gibson did not score, despite two carries inside the 10-yard line, he's attainable through trade. Buy him now as the Commanders' RB1. Atlanta and the New York Giants times two are his next three matchups. And per PFF, Washington has the number one fantasy running back strength of schedule remaining. Trade this next sell-high running back straight up for Antonio Gibson. Running back Leonard Fournette, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, rest season rank RB22. Rookie Rashad White went over 100 rushing yards after drawing the start for the Bucs in Week 10. He finished with 22 carries for 105 yards, but was not targeted. He ran around on 48% of the dropbacks, played 64% of the snaps, and earned two carries inside the 10-yard line. 11 of White's carries came after Leonard Fournette threw an interception in the late third quarter. Fournette finished with just 14 carries for 57 rushing yards, but also scored a touchdown. He was targeted once in the passing game, but he left the game with a hip injury. In this game, the Buccaneers were rotating their running backs in every other drive. And although the reports have been optimistic about Fournette's hip injury coming off the bye week, I'd still be looking to acquire White and sell Leonard Fournette. We're seeing the usage shift more in the rookie's favor. And the bottom 10 schedule for fantasy running backs will do no favors for helping a less efficient Leonard Fournette maintain a prominent role on offense. Sell Fournette now for this prime buy-low wide receiver. Wide receiver Alan Lazard, Green Bay Packers, rest season rank wide receiver 25. Christian Watson does it again. The Packers rookie wideout followed up his three touchdown performance with two more scores in Week 11. His usage was similar to the week prior, running as the number two behind Alan Lazard. But Lazard ran the most routes, dominated the opportunities. He saw 30% target share, 165 air yards, which was the most in Week 11, and three targets of 20 plus air yards. Based on the target volume alone, Lazard is a sharp buy low target. Eventually, touchdown regression will catch up to Watson, which will flip back into Lazard's favor as Aaron Rodgers' previous number one red zone target. The Packers have a favorable wide receiver schedule after they take on the Eagles in Week 12, featuring the Bears, a bye week, the Rams, Dolphins, and Vikings. Trade Michael Pittman Jr. or this next wide receiver straight up for Alan Lazard. Wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster, rest season rank, wide receiver 23. The Chiefs have the number one toughest strength of schedule per Fantasy Pro strength of schedule tool, featuring two matchups versus the Denver Broncos. It's also the third toughest schedule left per PFF for wide receivers. And although Juju Smith-Schuster was hot in his three games prior to his injury, all season long, Patrick Mahomes has spread the wealth to different wideouts and not targeted one, not named Travis Kelce, much more than any other. Smith-Schuster's target share also did not increase from the first part of the season, sitting at 19% weeks 1 through 5 and over his last three healthy games played. He had the fourth most fantasy points over expectation over that time frame, but he ranked wide receiver 29 in fantasy usage. The potential emergence of rookie Sky Moore could also seriously impact Smith-Schuster's fantasy value for the rest of the season. Sell Juju for David Montgomery, Devontae Smith, James Conner, Jeff Wilson, or this next wide receiver buy. Wide receiver Terry McLaurin, Washington Commanders, rest season rank, wide receiver 22. McLaurin was Washington's target leader, 7 targets, 30% target share, but caught just 4 balls for 55 yards in Week 11. He also saw over 100 air yards for a 51% air yard share. A down game can happen when your quarterback only completes just 15 passes. However, I'd be sending buy-low offers aggressively with Terry McLaurin taking on Atlanta in Week 12. Since Taylor Heineke took over as QB1, McLaurin owns a 30% target share, 50% air yard share. He's been averaging 16.8 fantasy points per game in PPR, 6 catches, and 93 receiving yards per game. Buy Scary Terry with the likes of Gabe Davis, Deebo Samuel, with a Seahawks wide receiver. And my final buy-low of the season, he's a league winner, guys. You got to go get him. Running back Travis Etienne Jr., Jacksonville Jaguars, rest season rank RB7. A rare low 14 touches for Etienne in Week 10, which translated into just 74 yards. He did see all the work, though, with an 82% opportunity share. Number two running back Jamichael Hasty had just 2 touches. With the Jaguars coming off the bye week, the time to strike a final deal for Etienne is right now. He ranked 8th in rushing yards for the first 10 weeks of the year. In his last 4 games, he's averaging 106 rushing yards, 20.5 touches per game, and 19.1 half points per game. He also faces the Houston Texans in Week 17. 2 words, guys. League winner. Take Devontae Adams, Kenneth Walker, Josh Jacobs, and trade for Etienne immediately.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network.
Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.